Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are up to the second line of Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis at the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Says Gemara Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana Shein Token LaBetchilasa Marin LaBesofa. Any year that we do not do the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, either because we're negligent or something happened we couldn't, it's going to be bad for us. We're going to have Marin LaShofar, there's going to be Shofros blown at the end of the year because we're going to have to go there fast days because of all the tzaros that are going to happen that year. My time at the Lo Yarbev Satan, and the reason for that is because we didn't have an opportunity to quiet the Satan. V'yam Rav Yitzchak Kol Shana Sharasha B'tchilasa. Every year that the Jewish people make themselves like poor people at the beginning of the year, meaning that we are humble and we humbly beg God for mercy at the beginning of the year, Misasheres Besofa. That's going to be a blessed year where we're going to have a lot of good things happen at the end. Shenemar Mereshis Hashana, Mereshis Ksiv without an Aleph, so a lashon of rush, of poor. V'yad Acharis Sofa Sheish La Acharis. V'yad Acharis teaches us that it's going to be, there's going to be a good ending to it. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak continues to teach us many things about Rosh Hashanah. Ein Dan Asadam Elfi Masav Shalos Hasha'a. A person is judged based on how he has acted at that point. Shenemar Ki Shama Elokim is El Kol Na'ar Basheru Sham, that Yishmael's tefillos were listened to based on who he was at that point, not based on what he would do, and certainly not what his descendants would do in future generations. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak Shloshu Dvar Maskirun Avnosav Shel Adam. There are three things that cause the Bezin Shalmaila to take another look at a person's averos. Elu Hain, and they are Kir Natoi, a person who passes under a wall that's sort of leaning precariously and might fall, meaning a person puts himself in a dangerous position. So every time a person puts himself in a dangerous predicament, up in Shemayim, they're thinking, well, does he deserve to be saved from this? Does he not deserve to be saved from this? Let's take a look. The Iyun Tfila, a person who relies on his own tefillos, that they're going to be accepted because he assumes that he davened well. So through that, they're going to look up in Shemayim at his zuchios and see whether his tefillah actually should be listened to. And a third thing, Moser Din Al Chavero, a person that davens to Hashem should punish someone else. So even though there's a bezin that he could go to deal with it, so if he's davening that Hashem should punish someone else, so HaKadosh Baruch is going to say, well, let's see what this guy deserves. When a person wants someone else to face din, he's going to be punished first. Shenemar v'tomer Sarai el Avram, chamasi alecha. Sarai says to Avram, chamasi alecha. So you see, she gave her din l'shamayim and said that Hashem should judge b'ni u'v'necha. That's how the pasuk continues. So you find that she was punished first, uksiv, v'yavah Avram l'spel the Sarai v'livkosa, that Sarai died and Avram had to eulogize her. So I guess main point, three things that cause a person to be judged in Shamayim. Dangerous situations, relying on his own tefillos, and asking for others to be judged. And there are four things that can tear up a person's bad gzardin. Eluhain, tzedakah, tza'aka, Shinoi Hashem v'shinoi Maisa, giving tzedakah, crying out in tefillah, changing a person's name, or doing tshuva, changing a person's actions. How do I know all these things? Tzedakah d'chsev u'tzedakah tatzal mimavet. Tzedakah saves a person from death. Tzedakah d'chsev ayitzuk al Hashem b'tzar lehem u'mitzukosem yotzeyem. So it says that tzedakah also works. Shinoi Hashem d'chsev Sarai ishtecha lo sikra shema Sarai ki Sara shema. And changing her name from Sarai to Sara apparently worked. Uksiv brachti yosav gam nesati men lechabein. That's how she was able to have a child. Shinoi Maisa, where do we find tshuva works? D'chsiv by Nineveh, it says, by the people of Nineveh, vayar alakim es ma'aseyem. Hashem saw their actions, and the puzzle goes on, ki shavu midar kamara, that they did tshuva. Uksiv vayinachim alakim el ra, asher dibar la'asos lam v'lo'asa. The Kodesh Baruch at that point decided he's not going to do anything bad to them. And some say that even changing one's location can tear up his bad gzardin. Hashem says to Avram, leave your land, and then it says v'aschal gai gadol. V'idach, why didn't Rabbi Yitzchak mention shinui makom? Hahu zechus l'deretz Yisrael u'dahanilei. That's not stam moving. That's only when you have the zechus of Eretz Yisrael. That's what helped out Avram Avinu. So next main point, four, possibly five things that can tear up a person's gzar din. Tzedakah, tefillah, tshuva, changing his name, and possibly changing location, or that may just be when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, but possibly changing location. A person has to go greet his Rebbe on Yantiv. It's one of the requirements of Shalosh Regalim. Shenamar, because the pasuk says by the Isha Shunamis, when the child that she had through the bracha of Elisha had died, and she went to go ask Elisha to bring him back to life to save him, she didn't tell her husband about any of it, about what had happened. And when he saw that she was leaving, he didn't know why she was going to the Navi. He said, "Madua atalecha seilav hayom? Why are you going to Elisha today? Lo chodesh velo Shabbos. It's neither chodesh nor Shabbos." Ooh, what you see from there is Makalda b'chodesh v'Shabbos hibayle lemezel. That if it were chodesh or Shabbos, then you would have to go. The strong question that all the Rishonim and Acharim deal with is that would seem to prove that you'd go visit the Rebbe on chodesh and Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. What does that have to do with Yantif? How do you see from there? Chayav adn v'lak apnei rabbi b'regel. Okay, it's a strong kasha. Va'am Rabbi Yitzchak also taught us chayav adn l'taris atzma b'regel. A person has to be mitar himself from tumah on Yantif, to make sure that he enters Yantif in the state of Tara. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Uvenivlasam lo sigau," that it was talking about a regal, and it says, "Don't touch nevela, don't become tame." Tanya namihachi, if a brisa says just like this, "Uvenivlasam lo sigau yachal yu yisrael musharin al magen nevela," you might think that all of the Jewish people, even someone who's not a kohen, has to be careful not to become tame to nevela. Tamalomar emor al kohen b'nei Aaron. That's why the pasuk says, "Emor al kohen b'nei Aaron not to become tame." B'nei Aaron musarin, b'nei Yisrael ein musarin. It's only b'nei Aaron that are not allowed to become tame to dead bodies, but b'nei Yisrael are allowed to become tame to dead bodies. V'lo dvarim kal v'chomer. So we could then make our own kal v'chomer. Uma tumah chamura kohanim musarin Yisrael ein musarin. If when it comes to a very serious tumah like tumas meis, kohanim are the ones that have the mitzvah, but Yisraelim don't have to worry about it. Tumakala, a much lesser type of tumah like nevela, lo kol shkein, all the more so Yisraelim should not be musar in it. El matam lomer v'nevlasim lo sigau. So then, why does it say v'nevlasim lo sigau if really you're allowed to become tameh to nevela? The regel, that must be talking about the times of regel, that when we go to be all the regel, we all have to make sure that we're not tameh. So next main point, two statements of Rabbi Yitzchak about Yantif. Number one, you have to go visit Rebbe on Yantif, we learn from the Shunamis. And number two, you have to be metar oneself for Yantif, we learn from Binevlasam Losi Gau. There are three books that record a person's actions that are open on Rosh Hashanah. Echad shal Rishayim Gemurin, one of Rishayim Gemurin who have many averos, vechad shal Tzadikim Gemurin, one of Tzadikim Gemurin that have many, many mitzvos, vechad shal Beinonim, and one of regular people. Tzadikim Gemurim nechtavim li'alter l'chayim. Tzadikim Gemurim, it doesn't take the Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, right away, they're signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah for life. Rishayim Gemurim nechtavim nechtavim li'alter l'misa. Rishayim Gemurim, written and sealed right away for death. Beinonim, Tlin Vamdim Rashan Vad Yom Kippurim. Beinonim have to wait until Yom Kippur for their judgment to be finalized. Zachu, if they do tshuva, nechtavin l'chayim, then they're going to be written for life. Lo zachu nechtavin l'misa. And if they don't do tshuva, they're going to be written for death. Am Rabbi Yavin, Maikra, what's the pasuk? Where do we find a pasuk that there are three svarim? Yimachu misefer chayim. David, in David's tefillah about his enemies, he writes, "Yimachu meisefer chayim v'im tzadikim al yikasevu." Yimachu meisefer is the sefer of Rishayim Gemurin. Yimachu meisefer is referring to the sefer of total Rishayim, that they shouldn't even be written in the sefer of Rishayim Gemurin. David HaMelech was saying they should die before Hashanah. They shouldn't even make it that far to the sefer of Rishayim Gemurin. Chayim zesef Rishon Tzadikim. Chayim is the sefer of Tzadikim, that even if they were Tzadikim and they were written in the sefer, now that they have done bad, they should be erased from that sefer, David was saying about his enemies. V'im Tzadikim, when he says V'im Tzadikim Al Yikasevu, zesef Rishon Beinonim. That's the sefer of Beinonim, that even there they shouldn't be written, they should only be written in the sefer of Rishayim. So from there we see that there are three Svarim. Rav Nachum Yitzchak has a different pasuk from where he derives that there are three Svarim. After the Chede Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu davens, and he says, V'im ayin, if you can't be mochel klal Yisrael, mecheni na misifrecha asher kasafta. So we darshan, mecheni na, erase me please, zeh sifren shel Roshan. That's a reference to the Sefer Shel Roshan. Misifrecha, zeh sifren shel Tzadikim. That's a reference to the Sefer Tzadikim. Asher kasafta, zeh sifren shel Beinonim. That's the Sefer of Beinonim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Takarosh Baruch Hu, kill me right away. If you're not going to forgive Klal Yisrael, don't even put me in the Sefer of Rishayim. Kill me right away. I don't want to be in any of the books. But that's how we see that there are three Svarim. So last main point, two possible sources of how we know that there are three Svarim of Rishayim, Tzadikim, and Beinonim, either from Davar HaMelech, Yimachim Yisefer Chaim, Tzadikim Malik HaSevu, or from Moshe Rabbeinu, Michenina Michsifracha, Asher Kasafta. As Hashem, next time we'll pick up at Tanya Beishamay Omrim, next time toward the bottom of the page, about five lines from the bottom of the page. That's where we'll pick up next time.